we know that God is richly blessing us only if we put our trust in Him.
我们在当我们相信他的时候，神就会丰丰盛盛的祝福我们。
From this morning on, I'm going to have a series of talks on spiritual growth.
从今天早晨开始，我们一连串的题目谈到属灵的长进。
Spiritual growth is only possible when we rely upon His grace.
就当我们仰望他的恩典的时候，属灵长进才变成可能。
And His grace is great and rich and abundant.
他的恩典是丰盛的，是大的，是足够的。
I believe if you read or you have read the first part of chapter 1 of Ephesians, then you can fully realize how great the power of God is and His grace is great.
我想今天早晨如果你读以弗所书第一章的话，你就会认识清楚神的恩典是何等的大，何等的丰盛。
Therefore, let us turn to the word of God, which is recorded in the gospel according to John, John's gospel, chapter 1.
请我们打开约翰福音第一章。
Verses 14 through 18.
我们从十四节读到十八节。
I would like you to read together, either you read in Chinese or English, any other versions, all right. We just read together verses 14 through 18.
我们一起同声来读，从十四节读到第十八节。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory.Glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and the truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who cometh after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained Him. I want you to pay special attention to verses 16 and 17.
我们特别注意第十六节跟第十七节。
For of His fullness we have all received, and the graceUpon grace.
从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
For the law was given through Moses, grace and the truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
The second passage is found from 1 Timothy chapter 4.
我们再看提摩太前书第四章。
Chapter 4, and we read particularly on the, verse 7b, I mean the second part of verse 7b. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness, for bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life,and also for the life to come. It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance.
我们从提摩太前书第四章第七节的后半段读起，读到第九节。在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
Father, in the quietness of this morning hour, we come to Thee for peace, wisdom, power, knowing that Thy grace is always new every morning, knowing that Thy word be set forth with power, convincing and convicting power. O Lord, help us so we may receive and enjoy Thy truth and the grace in this very hour. 亲爱的父啊，我们感谢你。因为在这宁静的时刻，我们恭敬来到你的面前，我们感谢你，因为你的恩典每早晨都是新的。主啊，求主今天早晨让我们领受你的恩典，求主你将你的话解开来，发出亮光照亮我们，好叫我们能够通达，叫我们不但领受，而且享受你的真理和恩典，与我们每一个人同在，向我们每一个人施恩。求主听我们的祷告。奉耶稣基督圣名，阿门。 Grace, its significance and discipline.
恩典的意义与操练。
This is the topic for this morning.
这是我们今天早晨的题目。
We have just read from John's witness saying that for of his fullness we have all received and grace upon grace.
我们刚刚读到约翰的见证说，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
We like the word grace because it has occurred.Very often in the Bible, not only in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament.
我们喜欢恩典这个字，因为它在圣经里面经常的出现，不仅在旧约里面，也是在新约里面。
The word grace is not only a theory, but also a reality experienced by each one of us if we have a genuine experience of salvation.
如果我们有一个真实的得救的经验的话，那么恩典这个字不再是一个理论，而且是一个实际，是一个经验。
But the problem is, or question is,Do we fully understand the meaning of grace?
但问题是我们是不是真的完全了解恩典的意义？
Have we fully experienced the grace of God?
是我们已经完全的经历到神的恩典了？
What is the true significance of grace applied in our daily life?
那恩典的真实意义在我们生活里面的应用是怎么样呢？
What does it relate to our spiritual growth?
恩典怎么样关联到我们属灵长进呢？
The word grace reallyhave a very abundant or rich connotation in the Bible.
在圣经里面，恩典这个字有很丰富的意义。
In the Old Testament, this word "hin," I do not know how to translate. Maybe we translate "hen" or "hin" or "hinan." It means stoop down or bend. It means God humbles Himself in order to give us and bestow us all graces.
在旧约里面，恩典这个字表示神把他自己谦卑下来，来赦免我们，来恩待我们。
This word has occurred 225 times in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面，这个字一共出现225次。
God is so humble, and God just gave Himself without any reservation to us, so that we may enjoy His grace.
神是如此那样的把他自己谦卑下来，把各样的恩典都给我们，好叫我们可以来享受他的恩典。
We cannot fully understand the meaning of this word until.Jesus Christ, the Word of God, became flesh, just as we read from the John's Gospel.
我们没有办法完全了解这个字的意义，一直等到耶稣基督来到我们中间，就像我们刚所读到的约翰福音。
The true meaning of grace is indicated in the mystery of incarnation.
恩典的真实意义是在道成肉身里面充分的显明出来。
And then another word in the Old Testament also may be translated as grace.
那么另外一个恩典的意义在旧约里面。
That is a word called hesed. If I translate it, it is H-E-S-E-D, hesed.
那么英文可以换成 H-E-S-E-D.
This is the word specially used for the covenant relationship.
那是提到那个约的关系。
Because God initiates the covenant relationship with Israel, His chosen people.
那么神跟他的以色列百姓立了一个约。
This is covenant love.
这是有以约而立的爱。
Jehovah God is covenant God.
耶和华神是一位立约的神。
Israel as the covenant community.
以色列百姓是一个立约的一个社区。
And in the covenant community or covenant relationship, there must be faithfulness.
在这约的关系里面必须要有信实。
God is faithful to his own people.
神对他的百姓是信实的。
And his people must be faithful to him.
他的百姓应该对神信实。
And this word has been translated differently in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面，这个是有不同的翻译。
It is translated as loving kindness or mercy or compassion.
叫神的慈爱、神的恩典、神的丰盛的爱、怜悯。
I think perhaps the best translation is faithful love or faithful devotion.
也许这个字最好的翻译是这样：信实的爱。信实的献身之类。
Great is thy faithfulness. That is a very familiar song which we often sing.
你的信实何等的广大，是一个我们常常唱的诗歌。
God is faithful in His love.
神在爱里面是信实的。
And His love never fails.
他的爱从来不会失败。
And if we read from page to page in the Old Testament, we can fully realize how great is the love of God.
我们从旧约从头读到尾的话，看神的信，神的爱是何等的大。
And His grace is manifested in His redemption.
那神的爱在他的救赎里面显明出来。
God delivered His people Israel from the Egyptian bondage.
神把他的百姓从埃及的捆绑里面拯救释放出来。
And God manifested His love in the history of Israel.
神的爱在以色列历史里面显明出来。
And from every page of history, we can see and realize the love of God.
从历史的每一页里面，我们可以看见，可以认识清楚神的爱。
Sometimes we say the Bible is so-called Heilsgeschichte, means a salvation history.
我们也是称旧圣经是一个救恩的历史。
Because God reveals in history.
因为神在历史里面显明出来。
And God reveals above history.
那神在超越的历史之上显明出来。
And God reveals through history.
但神也透过历史显明自己。
And His revelation is redemptive grace.
那他的启示乃是一个救赎的恩典。
And therefore we can fully understand that His love manifests so greatly that no one can afford to neglect.
所以我们看一看，神的爱是那样的大，以致没有任何一个人可以忽略他的爱。
In general, we may say that Old Testament is a long hymn or long song of praises to God's love and grace.
或者我们可以讲，整个旧约乃是一首很长的诗歌，来赞美、赞扬神的爱。
And then in the New Testament, the word grace is a charis, or we may say C H A R I S.
那在新约里面，恩典这个字就是 charis 的意思。
Or sometimes charisma, somewhat like charismatic, but charisma means gift. God give gifts to His people.
或者是把它换成恩赐这个意思，神把恩赐赐给我们。
And so we understand that grace is unmerited.
所以我们可以知道，恩典呢是没有功劳的。
Without any effort on our part.
不需要我们自己花任何代价来得到的。
We are so familiar with the passage in Ephesians chapter 2. We are saved by grace only, not by our work, lest we may boast.
我们也知道在以弗所书二章提到说，我们得救是本乎恩的因着信，免得我们自夸。
Grace is unconditional in the sense that we do not have certain condition to fulfill in order to receive grace from God.
恩典是没有条件的，免得我们要附上任何条件来得到神的恩典。
Therefore, we understand that grace is the love of God.Free gift to us without any our effort or any work on our part.
什么叫神的恩典？是一个白白的恩典赐给我们，不需要我们有任何的工作、任何的努力可以得到的。
We just read from John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 17, said the law was given through Moses, grace and the truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
我们刚读到约翰福音一章十九节说，律法是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Do we really understand the meaning of grace and the meaning of law in the Bible?
我们是不是真的认识在圣经里面律法跟恩典的意义呢？
In our preoccupied concept, in our generally realized idea that grace is against law because law cannot achieve anything, only grace is from God.
在一般的观念里面，我们常常以为律法跟恩典是相对的，因为律法不能够成就任何事情。
Sometimes because our Chinese church from very fundamentalist background know that the New Testament and Old Testament so very different.
有时候我们中国教会有特别保守的教会，他们认为旧约跟新约是那样的大的差异。
And we understand that in the New Testament that is the dispensation of the grace.And the Old Testament is in the dispensation of the law.
我们称新约时代是一个恩典的时代，然后称旧约是一个律法的时代。
Because in the Old Testament, there's no grace, only law, law, law. God requires so much from us or from the people of Israel that we have to fulfill His requirement.
在旧约里面满了律法，律法，律法，因为神是要求我们人以色列百姓要来实践，来完成他的律法。
God is righteous, and God is stern, and God is strict, and God requires so much from His own people.
神是公义的，神是严肃的，神要求那样多从他的百姓里面得到。
But in the New Testament, the whole picture has been changed.
那新约里面整个图画都改变了。
The Word became flesh, the Word of God, Jesus Christ became flesh.
道成了肉身，耶稣基督成了肉身。
And He is the Lord of grace and give us grace in spite of our failure and our sinfulness.
他是恩典的主，不管我们怎么样的失败，我们怎样犯罪，他仍然给我们恩典。
And therefore we say that in the New Testament the grace is emphasized, whereas in the New Old Testament law has been emphasized.
所以我们说在旧约里面强调律法，但新约强调恩典。
But I said that is not true.
但我说那不是事实。
Even though we might find out from the New Testament that law precedes the grace.
就是在新约里面，我们仍然可以看见。律法人在恩典的前面。
Well, by doing the law, no one can be saved, and therefore grace is necessary.
因着行律法，没有一个人可以靠行律法得救，所以恩典成为需要。
But in the Old Testament, we can see grace precedes the law.
但是在旧约里面，我们看见恩典是在律法之前。
Without deliverance, without redemption, then law is not effective.
如果没有拯救、没有救赎的话，那律法就没有效果。
And the law is meaningless to the people of Israel.
那律法对以色列百姓也没有任何的意义。
If you read very carefully Exodus chapter 20, and you will realize that he said, God said, I am Jehovah God who brought you out from the Egyptian bondage. And then he said, you should do so and so.
如果您仔细读出埃及记二十章的话，你看见那边说，我是耶和华你们的神，我把你们从以色列从埃及拯救出来，然后你们要做这个做那个。
I am first, and then you should do it, or you do not do that. You know, so first.God's self-identification, self-revelation, and then God tried to reveal His divine will.
先是神提到他自己，显明他自己，然后神显示出他神圣的旨意。
Well, in that situation or in that approach, we can even find in the New Testament.
那样的一个角度，那样的一个方向，我们在新约里面也看不见。
For instance, now we are studying the book of Ephesians in our Bible study.
就像我们在读以弗所书
We understand there are six chapters in the book of Ephesians.
我们在以弗所书一共有六章
And we can very evenly divide these two parts.
我们可以很快地把它分成两段
The first part is salvation grace only, talking about the grace of God upon people.
前面那是提到救恩，提到恩典，提到神在他们百姓身上的恩典
What is the beginning of chapter 4 in the book of Ephesians?
以弗所书第四章怎么样开始的呢
And Paul said, no, as a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I just want you to understandUnderstand that you must do things worthily to be the children of God.
那保罗说我蒙召为主被囚的，劝你们行事为人，应该以被召的恩相称。
And then from chapter 4 through chapter 6, we can see all law which God requires of all Christians to do in order to glorify His name.
那我们从四章到六章，我们可以看见所有的律法是神要求我们在它里面能够。实践来荣耀他自己的名的。
Now, of course, we understand in the Paul's epistles, he emphasized so very much that the law is nothing. Law only convicts people of knowing their own sins, and they are not able to do things except by the grace of God.
我们现在可以明白到，在保罗书信里面，他那样的强调了律法不能够带领我们到完全的地步里面，所以我们就需要神的恩典。
You must understand that Paul is aiming or was aiming to the people of Israel, you know, because they have a Judaistic or the background of Judaism.
我们知道在保罗他的那个写信的那个对象里面是很多是犹太人，他们有一些犹太宗教的背景。
Unfortunately, they have very wrong concept or misconcept about the law.
可惜的是，这些犹太人他们对律法一个错误的观念。
They always try to find out how should I do in order to be saved.
他们一直想办法要发现他们应该怎么样做才可以得救。
Of course, that is a wrong concept.
当然，这是一个错误的观念。
In fact, the requirement of law is the not the highest, but rather in the basic or minimum requirement.
其实律法的要求不是高的，是一个基本的一个要求。
So they were mistaken.
所以他们是错误的。
And Paul must correct them, and in order for them to understand what is the meaning, true meaning of doing the law.
所以保罗要他们能够真正的明白到底那个律法的真正意义是什么。
And most of Christians do not have a background of Jews.
我们大部分的基督徒没有犹太人的背景。
We even do not understand what is the basic meaning of the law.
我们甚至连律法的基本意义都不明白。
And it is not necessary for us to get into the Jews' misconcept and then come out from their wrong connotation.
我们不需要进入犹太人那种对律法错误观念里面再出来。
Unfortunate thing is this because our Chinese church were influenced by the foreign missionaries or Western missionaries.
不幸的是，我们早期中国基督徒很受西方的一些宣教士的影响。
And Westerners were greatly influenced or under the impact of Western civilization, which is based on Greek thought.
那西方的文化很受希腊文化的影响。
And their methodology is rather.Dialectical in the sense that the negative and then come to the positive. But we don't have to have this kind of things because our mentality is very different from the Western mind.
那西方的人他们经常是先提到反面的问题，然后再回到正面的问题里面来。
Unfortunately, the early Western missionaries did not understand the meaning of the Old Testament.
那我们很不幸的是，西方的宣教士早期他们不太认识旧约的真实的意义。
We can understand Old Testament much better than these Westerners because we have our Asian mentality or frame of mind.
那我们东方的人反而比较可以快的来了解那个旧约真正的意义。
So I really hope that we should reevaluate the meaning, the true meaning of grace.
就希望我们可以重新来估计那个恩典的真正意义是什么。
Law and grace cannot be separated. These two must walk together.
律法是恩跟恩典是不能分开，他们必须一定要合在一起。
These two are vitally related.
既然是非常密切的合在一起。
There is a law in grace and a grace in law.
在律法中有恩典，在恩典中有律法。
And only if we just try to put together, we can never understand. If we do not put together, we do not really understand the true meaning of grace.
如果我们不把恩典跟律法合在一起看的话，我们就永远没有办法来了解恩典真正的意义。
So at the beginning of the this session, I just tried to explain the meaning of grace. What is the meaning of grace?
就是开始我们要解释到到底那个恩典的真正意义是什么。
The grace of God means that God loves us and redeems us and also acts for us.
神的恩典表示神爱我们，神拯救我们，神也为我们行动。
The grace is the very attribute or very character of God.
恩典是神的一个核心的一个性质。
And the grace is not only the character of God, but also the action of God.
那么恩典不仅是神的一个性质，也是神的行动。
It means that the grace is not very theoretical, not abstract, not remote reality, but this is a very genuine and true experience for those who believe in Him.
So, 恩典不是一个观念，一个抽象的问题而已，是一个相信他的一个很真实的经历。
It is not an idea or an ideal. It is a reality. It is a power, a dynamic power.
它不是一个概念，不是一个观念而已，它是一个力量，一个很有强有力的一个力量。
In the New Testament, when Paul said very clearly in epistles to the Romans, said, "I am not ashamed of gospel because God, the gospel is the power of God."
在罗马书那边，保罗说，我不以福音为耻，因为福音乃是神的大能。
It is a power, not only an idea or an ideal.
那不是一个概念或是一个理想而已，它是一个能力。
It is a dynamic power，
一个很有强有力的能力。
A transforming power，
一个可以转变的一个能力。
A changing power，
一个改变的能力。
A redeeming power，
一个拯救的能力。
To everyone that believers，
对于每一个信徒都有这样的能力。
Grace is conditional，
恩典是有条件的。
If we do not believe in Him， we are not able to understand and experience。
如果我们不相信他的话，我们就没有办法了解，也没有办法经历。
Grace is conditional。
恩典是有条件的。
If you read Exodus chapter 19, God said, "If you obey my voice, if you keep my covenant, then you shall be my people." Now there is a certain condition.
如果你读出埃及记19章，你看到说神说，如果你听我的声音，你顺服我的命令的话，然后你才要做我的百姓。虽然也是有条件的。
Grace is conditional.
恩典是有条件的。
The grace of God is conditional in the sense that we must have a genuine faith in Him.
神的恩典的那个条件呢，是我们必须对他有一个真实的信心。
Have a real trust in Him，
真正的相信他。
It is not just only a mental agreement or rational acceptance，
不仅是我们心理上来同意他，或是我们在理性上来接受他而已。
It must be a response of whole personality，
以及我们全人来完全的一个反应。
Our intellect，
在我们心智上面。
Our emotion，
我们的感情上面。
Our moral conscience，
我们的道德的意识上面。
And our willpower。
是我们的意志上面
，the response of whole personality，
我们整个人全人的反应。
Even though we are emphasizing the so-called spiritual growth，
当然我们会强调属灵的长进。
And I believe the spiritual growth is related to the whole personality of each one of us。
但是我相信属灵长进跟我们每一个人全人都有关系。
Grace is conditional in the sense that we must respond to Him without any reservation。
恩典是有条件的，是说我们必须毫无保留的来完全向神反应。
If you read very carefully the creation account in the book of Genesis，
如果你仔细读创世纪的那个创造那个过程，
you will realize that how did God created us after His image。
我们会看见呢，我们是按着神的形象造的。
You know He created us， we have a physical being。
他造我们一个生理的存，我们一个生理存在，
物质的
存在。
A moral being，
我们道德的存在
；spiritual being，
属灵的存在
；rational being，
理性的存在
；moral being，
道德的存在。
But we also are responsive being，
我们也是一个有反应的一个存在。
We must respond to His love，
我们需要对神的爱有反应。
We must receive His grace，
我们必须领受他的恩典。
When He reveals， we must apprehend and comprehend，
当他显明的时候，我们必须要领受，要去了解。
When He gives， we must receive。
当他给的时候，我们必须接受。
When He speaks, we must listen。
当他说的时候，我们必须倾听。
When He commands, we must obey。
当他命令的时候，我们必须顺服。
And we are also a responsible being。
所以我们也是有责任的存在。
Not only responsive being, but also responsible being。
我们不仅要对神有反应，我们必须对神负责。
We are responsible religiously and morally。 to God and to fellow men.
我们在信仰上，在道德上面，我们不仅要对神有责任，对我们的同胞也有责任。
And therefore, it is a necessity for us to grow in grace.
所以我们必须在恩典上有长进。
Unfortunately, instead of growing in grace, we are falling in grace.
不幸的是，我们不但没有在恩典上长进，我们反而在恩典上堕落了。
We always take for granted that God loves us in spite of.Our weakness in no matter what we are doing, because by all means God has grace upon us.
我们常常理所当然的以为神爱我们，不管我们怎么样失败软弱，神的恩典仍然要在我们身上来。
We take the grace of God lightly instead of seriously.
我们把神的恩典看得太轻了，我们没有重视神的恩典。
We try to excuse ourselves, try to make many excuses. Of course, we are human beings. We are weak. We are all weak. It doesn't matter. By all means, at any rate, God loves us.And His grace is always available.
我们常常替我们自己人找借口，说我们是人，我们是有限制的，我们是软弱的。所以，我们失败的话，神还是会爱我们，神的恩典仍然会存在的。
It is true that God gives us grace without our effort or our merit.
的确，不需要我们的功劳，我们的努力，神的恩典会给我们。
But just as I have mentioned, grace is conditional.
我刚提到恩典是有条件的。
Just as I mentioned, grace means that we must respond to it, otherwise we might lose His love.And mercy.
那条件呢？是我们必须对神的恩典有所反应，免得我们会失去他爱他的恩慈。
Therefore, grace itself is a discipline.
所以恩典本身乃是一个操练。
We must discipline ourselves in the grace of God, so that our spiritual life might be growing.
我们必须在神的恩典里面来操练我们自己，以至于我们的属灵的生命就可以成长。
What is the true meaning of grace?
那么恩典的真正意义是什么呢？
The true meaning of grace is the mystery of God's presence.
恩典的真正意义是神同在的一个奥秘。
It is not very remote or very vague reality.
那不是一个很遥远、很模糊的一个事实。
Grace is not very high up above our head, like looking at a foggy sky.
恩典不是像这样很高高在我们头上看，我们像看雾中看花一样。
Grace is like a morning dew, really touching the flowers and make flowers refreshed.Like on our life,
恩典像那早晨露珠一样，那样碰到那个花一样，那是碰到我们自己的生命。
And therefore, we must understand that the grace, the experience of grace, is the experience of God's presence.
我们也可以知道，我们对恩典的经历呢，是对神的同在的经历。
It means that we are like a little drops of water, and fallen into the vast sea and absorbed completely.
我们像一颗小水滴一样，然后进到那个大海里面，完全被大海所吸收。
Oh, this is a tremendous experience that each one of us must have.
这是一个何等大的经历，我们每一个人都需要有的。
God is not remote, God is not vague, God is such real and genuine that each one of us must experience.
神不是那样的模糊，那样的遥远，神是那样的真实，是我们每一个人都必须要经验到的。
But we do not have experience unless and until we really.Discipline ourselves in the grace of God.
但除了我们在神的恩典里面操练我们自己，我们就没有办法经历到神的同在。
Let me repeat this again. Grace itself is a discipline.
我再说一次，恩典呢是一个操练
，a manifold discipline.
一个各方面的操练
，which I plan to spend most of time in this week.
在这个周末，我们会花很多时间来思想到这些问题。
Try to understand what are these disciplines.
所以我们要注意了解到底这些操练是什么。
Not only we should understand, we should practice.
我们不仅要了解，我们需要来学习来做。
And then we should exercise ourselves in such a way that we really understand and experience grace, so that grace will be manifested greatly in our life.
所以我们需要来经常练习，来操练这些操练，以至于神的恩典可以在我们的生活里面可以显明出来。
I have already mentioned that we are taking for granted that well, grace anyway will be available to us. But I believe even in church history, we can find some very devout Christians.Understand the discipline of grace.
虽然我们刚刚提到说，我们常常把神的恩典视为理所当然，而不考虑到我们自己的软弱。但在教会历史里面，有些人，一些敬虔的人，他们却把神的恩典看得很严重。
Especially in the medieval time, a lot of very good monks and good Christians tried to have this kind of experiences.
就在中世纪时代里面，有很多非常好的基督徒，他们会在这方面有操练。
And well, of course, after the Renaissance, the Reformation, and the Industrial Revolution, you know, well, the whole society has been changing tremendously. And technology and science developed in such a way, people forgot the art of Christian living.
等到后来文艺复兴的时代跟宗教 工业革命以后的话，我们整个人的生活方式有了很大的改变以后，我们基督徒就忘记我们应该怎么样来活。
We are so busy and we are so hectic and we are so occupied with so many things. And see, it seems that spiritual reality is no longer a reality to us, only a mental attitude.
我们基督徒那样忙于做各样的事情，以至于我们就没有办法去领受、去实践到那个属灵的真实，让那个属灵只变成一个心理的一个感觉而已。
The second half of this century, the 20th century, a rediscovery of discipline of grace is now emphasized.
那在二十世纪的下半段，在这个
century, the 20th century, a rediscovery of discipline of grace is now emphasized.
那在二十世纪的下半段，在这个时代里面，那个属灵的那个操练重新被发现。
I think this is very interesting for us really to think very carefully, and we should apply this experience to our daily life in order for our spiritual life growing.
我们需要很小心来思考这个问题，然后也把这样一个操练应用在我们属灵成长里面。
Of course, we understand that where there are some groups now, even now, are practicing this kind of discipline.
每当小就是在这个时候，已经有一些团体他们在操练这方面的问题。
I just only mention few, and I want you to know that some Christian groups in their retreat they really emphasize so very much on the spiritual discipline as such.
我让你们知道，在这个时候，已经有一些组织他们就在他们的退休会里面在做这样的操练。
For instance, like in Scotland, there is so-called Iona community. There is an island called Iona Island. It was already deserted for many, many years.
在苏格兰有一个岛叫做 Iona, 那边有一个社区在那里。
And then they tried to rebuild the ruined house and tried to attract people for the retreat, weekend retreat or whole week retreat.
他们在那边重建那些已经毁坏的一些建筑物，然后吸引人到那边来参加退休会。
In 1938, there's a person who feels a greatly the need for the spiritual discipline.
在1938年，他就有那样强烈需要来重新有一属灵的操练。
So this Iona community is operated even until now.
而从那时候开始到现在，那个 community 一直在那边在运作。
Well, the participant must go there for a whole week.
参加者要在那边整个礼拜。
And they try to learn to work, not just to sit down and listen or enjoy, but they should work very hard work to restore many cathedrals, churches, and so on.
他们在那边不但要在那边坐下来听，然后来享受，他们要工作来重建那些建筑物。
But most of all, every morning they should get up early and try to read the Bible and pray very fervently.
本来每天早上要很早就起来，在那边读经，很迫切的祷告。
They try to practice individual or private or personal devotion.
参加他们个人的灵修生活，很强烈的操练这些问题。
And then they should get together as a groups to practice the real experience of fellowship.
然后他们一起能够合在一起来操练。
In this country, there are quite few groups. I do not know whether you are aware or not.
那在这个国家里面也有很多这样的团体，我不知道你知道不知道。
Even in this state, Pennsylvania, northeast Pennsylvania, there's a place called Kirkridge, Blue Valley. There's a group, they emphasize very much on the spiritual discipline. Each participant should learn in the special retreat.
那特别在我们宾州的东北方有一个地方叫 Blue Valley, 那个地方一群他们也在做这样的操练。
In Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, there's a group, Ohio group, I believe theybegan from 1943 or so, and even operated today. There are many prayer camps all over the United States.
在1943年开始，在 Ohio 可能有一个团体这样做这样的事情。那在现在整个美国各个地方都有很多那样祷告的那样一个聚会地方。
There's one denomination called the Quaker Hui, and in their Quaker discipline, they emphasize very much on the silence, devotion, and the prayer, and the meditation, and they really enjoy their devotional life.
像贵州的话，他们很强调那种安静，然后灵修祷告的时间。
And so even today in the seminary situation, many so-called liberal seminaries now emphasize very much of so-called on spiritual theology.
现在今天在所谓的那种自由派的神学院里面，他们很强调那种所谓属灵的神学。
And they try to understand, try to learn the devotional literature, try to understand what is the genuine experience with God.
他们希望能够来读一些所谓属灵的一些书籍，然后来了解到神的同在的意义。
And I think we should be excited with this because that is good
trend in this theological learning.
我们需要为这样事情很感到非常的兴奋，因为这是一个很好的一个潮流，一个方向。
And they have a different name, so-called spiritual formation.
他们一些很不同的名字，譬如像灵性的养成。
And spiritual guidance or direction.
或是灵性的引导。
Because this is one of the most important, and I should say the most important factor in our Christian life.
也许应该这个是我们在基督的生活里面一个最重要的一个因素。
And that's the reason why I try to discuss with you for these sessions.
这是为什么要跟你们在这个实验里面来讨论这个问题。
Because that is very important for us. It seems that we are not really paying much attention to that.
因为那是那样的重要，但我们却没有花很多的注意在上面。
So let's begin with our individual devotion, discipline of devotion.
所以我们先从我们个人的灵修，灵修的操练开始讲起。
We must have a very close relationship with God.
我们必须跟神一个很亲密的关系。
We must know God in such a way that we understand His will.
我们必须认识神到一个地步，我们可以认识他的旨意。
We must understand His will for our guidance.
我们必须来认识神的旨意作为我们的引导。
We must have a genuine experience so that we know how to live in this world.
我们必须有真实的经历，所以我们可以知道怎么样在这个世界里面来活着。
Then we know how to apply our belief and faith in our daily life, not.Theoretic, abstract, but very real and realistic.
我们可以把我们的信仰把应用实践在我们的生活里面。
Devotion is a discipline.
灵修乃是一个操练。
Devotion is a discipline of grace.
灵修乃是恩典的操练。
For us to really experience the grace of God.
为了让我们能够真真实实的经历到神的恩典。
Now this morning, I'm going to mention four things.In our personal devotion.
早上要提到四件在我们个人灵修生活里的问题。
Again, I would say this is a discipline. We must exercise, we must discipline, we must pay price, and we must take effort.
我再说一次，恩典是一个操练，我们必须付上代价，我们必须努力来学习来做的。
Without doing this, we do not really understand the true meaning and experience of devotion.
如果没有这样做的话，我们就没有办法明白那真实的跟的意义跟经历。
First, I want to mention is.Solitude, a discipline of solitude.
第一乃是独处的操练。
You understand the word solitude, S-O-L-I-T-U-D-E, means alone, to be alone with God.
独处乃是指的我们单独花时间跟神在一起。
Sometimes our religious experience is only in the church or corporate worship experience.
也是我们的属灵经验只是限制在教会里面，在群体当中。
We do not have our very deep and very genuine personal devotion.
我们有很深的、很真诚的那种个人的灵修时间。
We need discipline ourselves.
我们需要操练我们自己。
In order for us to really have a good experience with God.
为让我们有能够跟神有一个很好的交通。
This is an experience of withdrawal, try to get away from the crowd, try to get away from the company.
这是离开群众、离开同伴的一个经历。
I think this is very important. Try to be alone.
我想这是很要紧的，你要单独花时间。
You remember when the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray?
你记得当门徒们请耶稣教他们怎么样祷告的时候吗
？And Jesus told them that get into the closet, to the inner room, so that you should be alone with God.
神告诉他们，你们要离开群众，进到房间里面去，单独花时间跟神在一起。
And close the door.
把门关起来。
To be alone.
单独在那里。
So that you might have very quiet.Time and a quiet mind.
以至于你可以有很安静的时间，很安静的心灵。
So that is the first step for your devotional discipline.
这乃是你的灵修操练的第一步。
No, solitude is not loneliness.
那独处并不是孤单。
Because solitude is not just by yourself. You are trying to understand the God's presence.
因为独处并不是说只是你一个人在那里，乃是你要来试着要来认识到看见神的同在。
We may say loneliness like a wilderness, but solitude is like a garden.
那我们可以讲孤单乃是像一个旷野一样，但是独处呢就像一个花园一样。
So we must change the wilderness of loneliness to the garden of solitude.
我们必须从那种旷野的孤单改变成那种花园里面的那种独处。
Sometimes we sing this song, you know, in the garden. That is a beautiful song.
我们也唱诗歌在花园里，一首很美的诗歌。
Believe or not, once I was in a worship service, and the first song was sung was in the garden.
记得也是在一个聚会里面，我们所唱的第一首诗歌就是在花园里。
Well, I couldn't sing because it was not right.
我没有办法唱，因为那不是对的。
Because, well, we are in the group. Why in the group I still be in the garden by myself alone? No, that is not true. Sometimes when we choose the hymns, we must be very careful.
那个群众里面的话，我就不能够单独在花园里跟神在一起。
But
而且我们在唱，我们在聚会，我们在聚会要显示要很小心一点。
But in the morning in the garden, when we walk alone and alone with God, such a sweet and wonderful experience which each one of us cannot afford to neglect.
但是在早晨的时候，我们自己当面花时间跟神在一起，那样一个美的经验，是我们没有任何一个人可以忽略的。
Solitude again is a garden, is a beautiful garden, and we really enjoy the presence of God.
独处乃是一个花园。我们是那样的享受神的同在。
To practice the presence of God.
操练神的同在。
Perhaps you know that book by Brother Lawrence, a very small booklet. It was written very early, I mean many years ago, but it is still available now because it is a good book.
一个书是劳伦斯弟兄写的书，是关于与神同在的书，一个很好的书。
The presence of God must be practiced.
与神同在必须要操练。
To practice in such a way that we really be aware spiritually the presence of God.
我们第一操练到一个地步，在我们灵里面，我们真是知道神的同在。
You remember in Genesis chapter 28 when Jacob was leaving home and walking in the wilderness of Bethel.
我们就在创世纪二十八章那边提到说，雅各他离开了家，然后在旷野里面流浪，来到伯特利那个地方。
He was terribly lonely.
他是那样的寂寞。
He never left his home.
他从来没有离开他家的经验。
But the presence of God turned his experience of loneliness to solitude.
但是那种神的同在的经验，把他从孤单改变成独处。
Because God has grace upon him.
因为神的恩典在他的身上。
And he did not realize the presence of God until next morning when he woke up.And he couldn't believe what he had experienced in the night.
当他第二天早晨醒来，他才发现到他有那种与神同在的经验，但他没有办法相信。
He said, "God has been here. Why I did not realize?"
他说神在这里，我怎么不知道呢
？And then in his heart, he had a tremendous experience of reverence and awesomeness.
那他心里有很大的一种敬畏的感觉出来。
He said, "This is not the other place. This is the palace of God or the door to the heaven."
他说：“这是不是一个平常的地方？这乃是一个通到天上一个门。”
Now that is the experience of solitude.
这乃是独处的经历。
When he was alone and he saw God.
当他自己一个人的时候，他看见了神。
When he saw God, he listened to God's voice and he was comforted.
当他看见神的时候，他听见神的声音，他就受到神的安慰。
He was assured.
他得到了确定。
And God promised him to be with him always.
神应许他要一直跟他同在。
Such an experience, then his solitude changed to his prayer, and he even made a vow to say that if God be really with him, and he should rely upon God and trust God always in his whole life.
这样一个大的经验，在他的祷告里就有一个很大的改变。他就向神应许说，如果神一直跟他同在的话，他一生要侍奉神，跟随神。
Now, so this is very important. I hope, even though you are very busy, try to get away from others and try to be alone by yourself. That is very, very important. And that is the very first step.
因为它是那样的重要，所以我真是要劝你一定要花时间单独跟神在一起。
Only when we are alone, then our heart and mind will be quiet down.
就当我们一个人单独在的时候，我们的心才会安静下来。
And gradually, our minds should be full of the thoughts about God and on God.
那逐渐的，我们的整个心思意念都集中在神上面。
So the next discipline is, I may say, the discipline of meditation.
然后第二个操练呢，是默想的操练。
Meditation, now please don't misunderstand like TM or EST or some meditation sect from the Eastern Hinduism.
那请我们记得，我们现在所谓的梦想跟那种东方宗教那种梦想不一样。
You know, in the 60s and 70s, especially in the West Coast, a lot of young people tried to turn to the Eastern religion, meditation, but that is not quite same as what I'm talking about meditation.
在1970-60年代，在西方的很多西岸的很多青年人，他们就转向东方的那种神秘的宗教经验里面去。
I would say that kind of meditation is only psychological, but I'm talking about meditation.Spiritual in the sense that we have a relationship with God.
刚所提的那种梦想呢，是一种心灵的梦想。但是我现在所提的梦想呢，是一种属灵的梦想。我们梦想到神。
Our lifestyle must be contemplative in the sense contemplation is very important.
我想梦想在我们的生活形态里是很要紧的一个性质。
Contemplation, the word contemplation from Latin word temporum means space.We must have a space in our mind and our heart so that we can receive God into our heart.
沉思梦想这个字的那个拉丁文意思里面，表示我们心里有一个空间， 是留下来让我们可以跟神在一起的。我们领受神到我们心里面来。
In the Christmas time, sometimes we sing a song, well, we should have a room for Jesus, we should have a room for Jesus. Well, that is really very important spiritual meaning in it.
我们在圣礼堂唱一个诗歌说，我心有空处为主，那应该是一个我们就很重要的一个经验。
Sometimes our minds are full of other things, we do not have a space for Jesus Christ.
也是我们的心满了个人的事情，以至于我们就没有空间让给主耶稣。
We must have a space in our heart and our mind so that God could come inand rules and occupies and controls.
我们心深处应该有个地方空出来，让耶稣基督可以进来住在我们里面控制我们。
Meditation means listening.
默想表示我们要听。
Sometimes our prayer life, we are so hasty. We as Christians knowing that we must pray and we pray hastily. That is nothing really because it will not affect us greatly.
也是我们的祷告是那样的急促，我们就是拼命祷告，我们没有慢下来听神的声音，那祷告对我们没有太大的益处。
Before prayer, we must have a meditation.
在祷告之前，我们必须先有梦想。
We must have a space for God.
我们必须先有空处为主。
Well, we must listen to God's voice.
我们必须先倾听神的声音。
We must be quiet down and wait in the quietness of the hour and wait until we really can listen the small, still voices of God.
我们必须安静下来，然后等候神，直到我们听见神微小的声音。
Without a meditation or contemplation, our prayer is nothing.
如果没有沉思默想的话，我们的祷告就没有什么意义。
Meditation means listening.
默想表示要倾听。
Meditation means thinking.
默想表示我们要思想。
Meditation means reading.
默想表示我们需要读。
Meditation means reciting.
我们要记背诵。
We read the word of God, we think about God's love, and we even recite some very beautiful words from the Bible.
我们有时候我们来读神的话语，我们 来思想神的话语，我们也背诵一些神的话语。
You remember in Psalm chapter 1, saying that those who meditate day and night, well, they should be very richly blessed by God, because they like a plant on the side of a river, and they have a constant supply from God's spiritual resources.
在诗篇一篇里面说，凡喜爱耶和华律法昼夜思想的人，这人变为有福。他像一棵树在溪水旁，要按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
Not in haste，
不急速。
We should take time to be holy。
我们需要成圣，需要功夫。
Take time，
需要功夫。
To be in solitude，
我们需要花时间。
Take time in the meditation，
我们需要花时间来正来独处，来默想。
In the contemplative mood。
那一来讲，默想那种感情情况里面
，it needs a little bit time，
需要花时间。
Sometimes singing could help our meditation，
有的时候唱诗歌可以帮助我们的梦想。
It will just guide us, lead us in the very nature or the situation with God，
帮助我们带我们到那种与神同在那种光景里面。
Oh, it is a very sweet experience. If you would try this。
如果那是一个何等甜蜜的经验，如果你愿意试试看。
You might be very busy in the morning because you are hurrying going to the office or you try to work to the school. But now in the retreat, why not practice this in such a beautiful environment?
通常你的早晨你会忙着要上学，要去工厂做工。那在这个地方，也许你可以花时间在早晨的时候单独跟神在一起。
Maybe this afternoon, this is a free activity. Why not just take only a few minutes, try to be alone with God, and you will really enjoy the sweetness of God's presence.
就今天下午，你也可以花点时间单独跟神在一起，你就会享受那种神同在的甜蜜。
Because that is a real experience if you will try this.
因为只要你试了之后，就是一个你真实的经历。
And after your meditation, then you can go on for your prayer.
那在你梦想以后，你可以再聚精在祷告里面。
And your prayer is not psychological, but real, really, spiritual.
然后你的祷告就不再是一种心理性的呢，是一种真正属灵的祷告。
Sometimes when we pray, we do not find anything special.
有时候当我们祷告，我们没有发现没有任何事情很特殊。
Sometimes we feel like our traffic to God is blocked. We cannot go through it and go directly to God.
有时候我觉得我们的祷告像一个交通被中断一样，我们不能够直接到神的面前来。
Sometimes we feel prayer is nothing, just like whatever we are talking about ourselves. That is a like a monologue, you know, just spoken by yourself, nothing really speaking to God.
有时候我们觉得我们的祷告就像自言自语对着空气讲话一样，没有任何的意义。
Psychologically speaking, that is so-called auto suggestion.
心理上讲话那是一种所谓自言自语。
Now that is not true prayer.
那不是真实的祷告。
The true prayer, I want to mention three things just for your reference.
真实祷告有三样的意义，我想让大家参考。
Turning on.
就是要打开。
For instance, like when you use electric appliance,
one is off and the one is on. Well, unfortunately, well, the switch is still off and we pray and we pray and it can never go through because well, this is not on but off, you know. Could you see that?
就像电器一样，有一个开关，要我们要打开的话才可以开始有电。
Turning on, that is the first thing.
就打开是第一件事情，第一步。
How could you turn on?
你怎么样打开呢？
To practice the presence of God.
要操练神的同在。
And you will say to God, Oh God, I'm here.I'm waiting, and I'm longing, and I'm expecting, and I'm anticipating, I'm waiting for your divine voice.
你可以向神说，神啊，我在这里，我在这里等候，我在这里等待，在期待着，我渴慕你，等候听到你微小的声音。
Don't be in haste.
不要太急促。
Rather than in leisure.
要慢慢的来。
In medieval time, people called this is a holy leisure. We try to be in leisure, in holy leisure, in order to understand God's voice and the word.
在中世纪他们称作一种神圣的一种闲暇
Turning on
打开
So that there will be a traffic between God and us
以致让我们跟神间有交通
And that is a very good experience Just have time to turn on Let the electric current or spiritual current be upon us
那是一个很美的一个经历让神的那种电流淋到我们身上来
And then not only turning on, but also turning in the sense that we have continually and constantly and persistently in the mood of meditation.
那我们不断把那个打开，也叫转到我们里面来，让我们不一直持续的、不断的那种感觉到神的同在。
In the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes said, "Don't be too hasty to utter your voice in the presence of God."
在圣经传道书里面提到说，我们不要太快了。我们要慢一点，然后听到神，在我们向神祷告前要慢慢来。
Before we utter words before God, first of all, we must be in silence.
在我们向神开口祷告之前，我们必须先在安静里面。
And gradually, our mind, the heart, turning inside, so that we can realize and be sensitive of God's presence.
那我们的心思意念转向到里面，以致我们可以感觉到，我们可以意识到。神的同在
This is a good experience, a very sweet and wonderful experience.
这是一个很美的经验
And only when you are turning in and you have this kind of experience, then you gradually understand how you can pray and with freedom.
当你开始转向里面的时候，你才开始有那种祷告的自由
Like Paul explained to the Romans in the book of Romans, chapter 8, he said, "We do not know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit prays in us." Could you see that? We must be turning in.So that the Holy Spirit might be uttering and sighing for us.
就像保罗在罗马书八章里面提到说，我们本不晓得怎么样祷告，但圣灵在我们里面用说不出的叹息为我们祷告。
The inness, this experience, the inness, you know. Well, we can study even from the book of Ephesians, emphasize in Christ. Inness is very, very important.
那种在什么里面的那种经验是非常要紧的，在以弗所书里面也提到这样的事情。
And number three, turning over, we try to turning ourselves completely, utterly to over to God.
第三点是交托、转向神、顺服神。
It means that is a complete and absolute surrender to God.
那是一种完全的、绝对的向神顺服。
Of course, it cannot be experienced immediately.
当然，这不能够马上就可以经验到。
You know, our culture in the Western world is instant culture. Everything is instant.Coffee, instant tea, instant lunch, and so on. But I tell you, spiritual discipline is not instant. Take time to be holy.
在西方社会里面，一切都是速成的。我们速成的茶、速成的咖啡、速成的午餐。但是在主里面，成圣需要功夫。
We must take time. We must take effort in our spiritual discipline.
我们需要花时间、花功夫在我们的灵性的操练上面。
Only when we really practice more and more often, and deeper, we should experience.
只有当我们 越多的花时间在操练的时候，我们才能够经历的越深。
Now one sentence I just want to discuss with you. You may not agree with me, but I just try to discuss.
我只是想跟你讨论，也许你不一定同意我的话。
Well, people like to say prayer changes things.
有人喜欢说祷告改变事情。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗
？Of course, because prayer is effective.
当然，因为祷告是有效果的。
But somehow I have a question.
但总是有点问题。
Do we change God? Change God's will?
我们改变什么？我们改变什么旨意吗
？Our human freedom could supersede the sovereignty of God.
我们人的自由可以超越神的主权吗
？God has definite will. Could we change His will through our prayer?
神绝对的旨意可以透过我们祷告受改变吗？
No, I like you to think this sentence because this sentence has been so popularly used.
我希望你好好想一想，因为这样的观念常常被人家使用。
I like to revise this sentence a little bit.
也许我需要稍微修改一下这句话。
I would say prayer changes the prayer, the one who prays.
我跟你说，祷告乃是改变那个祷告的人。
Yeah. And so that we really have a more sense of commitment, more sense of obedience, more sense of surrender.
以至于我们就可以有一个更强烈的一种顺服委身的一个感觉。
The more you pray, the more you will sense the importance of surrender and commitment.
你越祷告，你就越会强烈的感觉到那种顺服的重要性。
You remember the experience of Jesus in Gethsemane?
你记得在克西马尼园耶稣的经历吗
？The more he prayed, the more obedient he became.
他越祷告，他就越变得顺服。
It is so very important that we cannot neglect to we cannot afford to neglect.
但是那样的重要一次，我们就不能够忽略这个问题。
Prayer changes the prayer, the one who prays.
祷告呢是改变那个祷告的人。
So that is very important.
这个是重要的。
I have one more thing, but the time will not allow me to do so.
我再提一个事情。
But the time will not allow me to do. I may just put in the evening service a third message.
晚上再谈这个事情。
But I just want to discuss with something, try to wind up, to sum up the whole thing.
我稍微把它做一个结论，在这个时候。
Now, do we live for Him, for God?
我们是为神而活吗？
Or do we live with God?
或是我们与神同活？
Or do we live in God?
或是我们活在神的里面？
Which is the best?
哪一个最好呢？
Now, we live for God.
当然我们为神而活。
Oh, that is excellent. That is wonderful.
那是非常的好。
Because we do not have ourselves, we just live for God.
因为我们不是为我们自己活，我们是为神而活。
But it emphasizes what we do for Him.
就是我们强调我们做什么，我们为神做什么事情。
It is good, but not the best.
就是好像是不是最好的。
Well, how about we live with Him?
如果我们希望我们跟神同活呢
？You remember in the Old Testament, the old saints walked with God.
我们在新旧约时代里面提到那些一路与神同行。
And we remember that Jesus said.Follow him, so we walk with him.
我们需要听到耶稣说他来跟随我，我们来跟从耶稣。
Paul the apostle said we should work with God.
保罗说我们要必须跟神同行，
同在同工，
我们必须同工。
And that is excellent.
那是很好的。
That is good.
那是好的。
But that is not enough.
但那是不够的。
That is not the best.
那也不是最好的。
Because walk with him, or we live with him.
但是我们跟神同行，我们跟神同活。
It means what we are.
但是我们之所是
，We are Christians.
我们是基督徒。
We are His children.
我们是神的儿女。
Of course, we should live with Him.
但必须跟神同活。
But that is not enough.
但那还是不够的。
I want to mention one more thing.
我再提到一件事情。
We live in Him.
我们活在他的里面。
You remember Jesus Christ emphasized so very much the inness.
你记得耶稣那样强调在的里面那个重要性。
We are in Him, and He is in us.
我们在他里面，他也在我们的里面。
We live in Him.
我们活在他的里面。
Not what we do,
不是我们做什么。
Not what we are,
不是我们是谁。
But what we become,
而是我们变成什么。
We are becoming,
我们成为。
From being to becoming,
我们从存在转变成成为。
In the process of becoming,
在这样成为的过程里面。
That is a process of spiritual growth.
那是一种属灵长进的一个过程。
That is a spiritual growth in the grace of God.
你在神的恩典里面的属灵长进。
And we should be becomingMore and more, not only like him, but he himself.
我们不但是越来越像他，而且要变成像他自己。
Oh, this will be very wonderful experience.
这是一个何等美的经验！
But we begin with our first step.
我们先从第一步开始。
In our personal devotion,
在我们个人的灵修里面
，practice it,
操练它
，exercise,
做它
，try to work hard,
努力的用
劲 ，pay price,
付上代价
，take effort,
努力的做
，so that we might.Achieve what God wants us to achieve.
以致我们可以成就神所要我们成就。
Do you have experience of jogging?
你有跑步的经验吗
？If you have never jogging, you have never have experience of jogging. Even if you jog, say for 1 mile, you feel very tired and exhausted.
如果你从来没有跑步过的话，你只要跑一里以后，你就觉得很累。
Practice every day, every morning. Try to practice few more minutes.
但是如果你每天操练的话
，and you will become more and more energetic.
你会越来越有力量。
If this is spiritual law, the same principle can apply in our spiritual life.
那如果这是一种物质的用力的话，在我们属灵生活里面也可以应用。
We must practice.
我们必须操练。
We must discipline.
我们必须操练我们自己
，so that we might grow in the grace of God.
以致我们可以在神的恩典上长进。
Let us pray.
我们祷告，主，我们要向你承认，许多时候我们觉得我们的灵性的光景那样的贫乏。所以，我们觉得我们的服事没有力量， 所以说我们觉得我们祷告没有效果，我们觉得你跟我们约是那样的约，知道那不是你在我们身上的计划，那不是你在我们身上的恩典，不是你在我们身上的旨意。所以我们恳求你，为着你自己的缘故，你让我们在我们心里面再一次重新立志，我们愿意付上代价，我们在我们个人的灵修上面有学习有操练，我们愿意花时间独处，我们愿意花时间来学习操练你的同在。所以我们向你恳求，你对我们说话，你帮助我们，所以我们恭敬把我们交在你手中。我们也恳求圣灵用说说叹息为我们祷告，帮助我们进入到属灵的真实里面。所以我们感谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
Here is the gospel in ministry. Trust that you have been blessed by this gospel message. We do hope that you can introduce the ministry to your friends and continue to pray for it.